what a guy does on date one that you're like, oh, fuck no, never again.
I had a date where he checked every box, all the bad boxes.
Okay. Ooh, I'm like rubbing my hands together, like, do tell.
Welcome back to episode 3 of Girls Gotta Eat podcast.
Yay.
As promised, this is the last time I'm going to announce the number of the episode until our 69 party.
You know, we just want to give you guys a heads up. We want to do a 69 party just called the 69 party.
No explanation as to what's happening. Can it be a live stream?
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited about today's episode. And also, we have our first sponsor.
Yay.
Raina's like, wait, we do?
I'm not going to lie. I don't know that much about this. So when Ashley tells you about it, it'll be a genuine reaction
yes,
from me.
Yes.
Let's talk about your week. Ashley has a story that she's been dying to tell me all day, and I wouldn't let her tell me.
It's just a small thing, but I just...
Well, now you've hyped it so hard.
Okay. It's just something that I would have texted you, and then I was like, you know what? Wait, we'll do it live. Fuck it. I'll do it live. I was coming back from my workout. I went to Barry's boot camp. It's really nice out today in my workout clothes. And I'm walking through Union Square and I hear a homeless man go, whoa, camel toe. What?
What?
And
like somebody that doesn't even have a house was making fun of how you were dressed.
You live on the street and you just roasted my vagina. Like, it took me a minute. I swear to God, Raina, whoa, camel toe.
He lives under a bench, and he was like, the way this girl is dressed has to be called out.
What? So, also, yeah, I was wearing bright blue pants, because I can pull them off, whatever. You know, like, they show everything. I guess they were maybe especially wedged in there, I don't know. I was shocked, embarrassed, and then... That's, and I fucking laughed my ass off.
Did you say thank you for your fashion advice, sir?
No, it shook me up. I was like, did he just, did I hear what I just thought I heard?
Like loud and clear. He called you out.
And I just loved the whoa. Like he was like, holy shit. Like that guy's seen so much shit on the street and he had a whoa reaction to my vagina.
Like Union Square Park, I have to tell you, the amount of things that go on in that tiny little strip of land that your camel toe stuck out as like the craziest one. How big was your camel toe?
Also, now I have a question.
For me or the homeless
guy? For everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah.
In this room.
Everybody in this room. What do you guys think of camel toe? Like, I don't think they're turned off by it.
I don't think guys care about anything.
Because, like, if I see a guy's dick outline in a tight pair of pants, I'm like, oh, that's fine.
You really are into, like, a flaccid dick and a...
No, but, like, you would see...
Ashley's like, that's against me going. This is when you're, like, a little mushy worm inside of your pants.
No, but, like, all those pictures of, like, John Hamm and Idris Elba when it's, like, you can see their dick.
Yeah, John Hamm, it was, like, a 30-inch cock. Like, yeah.
All right. Never mind. But I'm curious. I'd actually love to know. You know some people will give us feedback on this. If a guy sees a girl with a camel toe, is he like, ooh, vagina? Or is he like, oh my God, that girl needs to change her pants?
I don't think guys care about anything.
You're right.
I think you have to do something really egregious for them to be like refuse to cook them dinner.
Right.
Before they like call their friends and you're like, you're never going to believe what happened.
I bet guys do like camel toe. It's like...
I think they like everything.
Anything vaginal.
Right.
All right. So, speaking of showing body parts, we were just in Miami.
Ashley and I were in Miami this whole week.
Raina to Miami. But it was a blast. So, I want you to talk a little bit about it.
About Miami?
Yeah.
I first want to tell you what I did as soon as I got back from Miami, which was I slept the whole day, and right before I went to sleep at night, you know what I listened to serenade myself to sleep was our podcast.
Your own voice. So, it's my favorite song.
I actually really like your voice.
I don't even listen to Spotify anymore. I just put on our podcast.
Like, I used to masturbate before I went to sleep, but now, like, I just listen to your voice, and, like, that's the warm glass of milk.
You masturbate to your own voice, though. I know you do, bitch.
I use, you know, you like fast forward the 15 seconds. Every time you talk, I fast forward. I stop masturbating for a second.
And like when you say something really funny, you just come.
It's like the big moment. I'm like, two fingers deep, like, oh, yes, tell that joke again, me. Do other people think this is as funny as I do?
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, my God. Shit. So, anyway, Miami.
Miami was great. We went to a lot of parties.
Yeah. On yachts, no big deal.
So I met a guy and he bought me a yacht for the day.
No, but really.
That's not entirely untrue, actually.
That's actually what happened.
He was a friend of a friend. We had a couple sleepovers, sort of. It was the most interesting sleepover that I've had with somebody.
Why was that?
So I met him on Thursday night at a party at a hotel. And we met for, like, 30 seconds. He is good friends with one of my best friends. And we, like, say hello and we part ways. And then hours later, I'm pretty drunk. It's, like, 1:30 in the morning. And I leave a party at another hotel. And I'm walking home and to my hotel. And I run into him on the street, which is so crazy and weird. Yeah. Like, I'm in South Beach at 1:30 in the morning. I run into this person I've met for 4 minutes. And he's like, oh, hey, it's you. Like, I'm going back to my hotel. Do you want to come get a drink? So we get a drink, which turns into 3 hours of, like, talking to each other. And it's, like, the kind of conversation that you can only have under, like, very specific conditions. Like, you don't really know the person. There's no real romantic connection initially. And you're drunk and it's the middle of the night. You talk about, like, religion and life and, like, your family. And, like, I remember telling him about my dad getting cancer. Like, all kinds of, like, really.
Honestly, for people that have you seen Crazy Stupid Love?
No.
Like, I picture that exact first night that Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, like, he's this guy that just, like, has this reputation for fucking everything, and she's, like, wants to get to know him. And they stay up, all, like, till the sun comes up, like, talking about their family and all this stuff. I'm literally picturing that.
So that, all that super romantic, like, beautiful stuff happens, right? And
everyone's like, did you fuck?
Well, I'll tell you. Around 2:30, the hotel stops serving us, and we were both, like, awake. And he's like, well, you know, I'm not trying to, like, come on to you, but if you want to come up to my room, like, we can drink out of the mini bar. So I'm like, sure, let's go do that. So we're sitting on, there's two beds. I'm sitting on one. He's sitting on the other. And we talk for, like, 2.5 more hours. And it's, like, 5 in the morning, and, like, the sun's coming up, so I have to go to sleep so I can, like, live my life.
Yeah.
And he, like, I don't know what to do at this point because I'm in a hotel room with a man who, like, I'm attracted to and I'm drunk and it's 5 in the morning. Right. So you're tired. So you're like, I don't know what to do really. So he gets up.
You've never been there before.
Not while you're on two separate beds. You might as well be, like, in another room. Like, how do you get there?
Yeah.
I know you're, like, a foot away from me, but I don't know how you get there.
I get it. And now you guys are, like, in this deep best friendship, apparently.
Right. Yeah. So you're like, what do I do? Like, what am I going to say to him? So he gets up to start getting ready for bed, and, like, he's going to, like, brush his teeth in the bathroom or something. And he looks at me and he goes, so, do you want me to fuck you? And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, I will. Like, I want to fuck you. I'm attracted to you. And I'm like, well, I'm not saying no.
You're,
I'm
like, just first saying of all, not, thanks for asking.
I'm just saying not right now. Like, tomorrow, maybe.
I'm good.
It was the most grown-up discussion. Like, it was like a real, it was like, you know, do you want to go get Chinese food? I'm not sure. Well, I could use some dumplings. Yeah, but I'm not, like, hungry right now. But tomorrow, I might want to put your dumplings in my mouth.
Right. Also, just, like, this, like, takes consent to a new level. It's just, like, the straight-up ass.
So he goes, he shuts off the lights, and he, like, comes back and gets in bed. And then he says to me, should I cuddle you? Like, I don't know what to, do you want me to, like, cuddle you? And I was like, I don't know. You know, whatever feels right.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I just started
started thinking to myself, like, it's not that I didn't want to have sex. Like, I was attracted to him, super smart guy, funny, fun. But, like, I'm not going to just have sex because I happened to run in on into you on the street. And you've, like, tolerated me talking about myself for 3 hours and it's 5 in the morning. We're in a hotel room. Like, I know all those things work to your favor, but I'm not just going to, like, fuck you because you did that.
I find it so refreshing. It's like, I love that you get to customize your night. Like, you were like, no, actually, I don't want to fuck, but I would like you to cuddle me for the next 30 minutes and then roll away from each other and sleep. Like, I just love it.
I want arm tickles.
Can I pick? This is like choose your own adventure.
We did the same thing the next night, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We watched Family Guy until 5:30 in the morning the next night. He gave me, like, little arm and leg tickles.
I mean.
And we snuggled for the rest of the night.
This is the best sexless relationship I've ever heard about.
Again, like, we ended up the second night in his hotel room. It's just like, I was just really tired.
Okay.
I was really drunk. It's not, again, I'm attracted to him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just didn't feel like it. I was wearing a jumper, so I didn't want to, like, take the whole thing off.
Yeah. I gotta, you guys, I'll tell you that I met this guy and I adore him.
He's great, right?
He's so great, but he definitely, he's just kind of blunt and honest, which I can appreciate as well. And he's definitely not this guy that's like, I want to be your boyfriend. He's like,
the opposite. He's like, yeah, I don't want to be your boyfriend.
I don't want to date you, but I'll fuck you. And you're like, well, you know what? Not offended at all. And I appreciate the forwardness.
We talked about honesty last week. Honestly, I would rather somebody tell me on the first date.
Yeah.
I'm really, really not looking for a relationship. And then I can make an educated decision whether or not I want to have something to do with the person.
Right.
And I think what a lot of times happens is that, like, guys tell girls that. And then, like, a month in, girls, like, want you to be in a relationship. And guys are like, but I told you.
Yeah,
like,
I told you. I know. I want to do a whole episode on this. Like, listen to people when they tell you who they are. Like, it's for real.
When, yeah, my mom always says that. I feel like, is my mom going to come up in every podcast?
Yeah,
my mom says when people show you who they are, you should believe
them. You should believe them.
Well, we'll get him on the podcast.
I know. He's going to be a good get. I really want to have him on.
I was sort of jealous about, like, how much you two were, like, getting along. And, like, Ashley and him are both very funny. They're both funnier than me.
He's hysterical.
It's like a funny tornado. And I couldn't even, like, get in there.
I know. At one point. But then I was like, maybe if he and I are kind of flirty, then Raina will be like, oh, now he's more attractive. You got a little jealous.
I did get jealous. Did, like, make my panties fall off.
My plan, like, worked when he's flirting with me. No, he, like, jokingly said, like, oh, I'll marry you this year. And you were like, what?
I like, literally, like, mentally was getting the knives and guns out to murder you. Did you hear me when I was? And then I was like, you know, my only dream in life is to, like, give blowjobs and cook breakfast for somebody. I
pulled out the big guns.
I really did pull out the big guns.
I was like, Raina Greenberg, everybody. Okay, we need to address something else that happened in Miami, and that is I got to see Raina's shameless Instagramming in action. And if you listen to episode one, which we highly suggest,
you're fucking up if you didn't.
Was Raina met a guy in Tel Aviv that she Instagrammed him. We're not going to get into the whole story, but bottom line, her Instagramming a stranger resulted in an amazing date and sex, all the things. So, like, of course you keep doing it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I told you, every person I put on my Instagram story in New York DMs me, all of them.
And so we're at the pool, these smoking hot, I mean, they're bros, but they were
so
hot.
So bro.
They walked by and she zooms into the guy. I don't even know what you said. Like, there's my lunch or something. And then I swear to God, someone sent it to him. We're watching him. His face is like someone texted him something. He's laughing and looking at us. So then Raina whips out her phone again and turns it on the two of us. And she's like, can you believe this? This guy, like, saw this whole thing. I'm like, you're talking so loud. This is insane. And then we go over. They were sitting. We had to take a photo over by where they were. And they were super cool. They actually let us use a cigar for a prop. Like, we were doing this whole photo shoot situation. And I made a comment like, don't worry, she's legit. She's, like, Instagram famous. We're not just out here, you know. And then Raina plugs her Instagram. And I was like, you just doubled down on the fact that you really want these guys to know that you were, like, creeping. It was, like, it was so bold. I loved it so much.
That's why I'm the marketing director of this podcast. I told Ashley I never get off of a plane without the entire row following
new
me.
Followers.
Every person I talk to, I'm like, I do this podcast. It's called Girls Gotta Eat. If you want to hear about my sex life, you've got to listen to this podcast. I'll always be advertising. I tell everybody.
Okay. Advertising is that's not what we're talking about. Okay.
So I want to get into what our actual topic that we wanted to talk about today was, which is good and bad
drum
date
roll,
behavior.
Please.
Oh, I missed it.
Say the title. God.
Am I a resident sound effect?
No, not with that. What was that? That was not a drum roll.
It was a drum roll.
Okay, all right. Well, guys, Raina doesn't know what a drum roll is. I'll say the title. How to Lose a Girl in One Date.
I feel like most people I go out with are like this. But, okay, so you had a date last week.
I did.
We talked about it
a little bit.
Fill us in on what's been happening.
Yes, I had a date with a 24-year-old. If you need more details, you haven't listened to this episode 2, so go back and do that. and it was really great. We have another date tonight.
Your eyebrows look phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you. I am ready for the date as we are recording. So, yeah, we have another date tonight. Again, 24, significantly younger than me, and... For one, he asked me to a place where you play games and there's live music and stuff.
The first date last week.
And he was great. You know, he confirmed, like we talked about before, he picked the place, told me where to be. I was like, I'll be there. Showed up. He had a plan.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah.
What amazes me is how, like, the whole time I'm thinking, like, oh my God, he's such a Prince Charming and a dream. Why do we give people credit for just doing, like, the baseline of human behavior?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, did you guys get married? Like, really? He just acted like a fucking human
right.
being.
But also,
like,
I think a lot of it, too, is, like, I'm just impressed with his age because dating guys in their 30s aren't. Sometimes don't do this. So that's like the interesting like dichotomy to me. So we showed up and he just had a total plan together. Like got in there. He's like, what do you want to drink? He was like, all right, let's think about what game we're going to play. We ended up playing shuffleboard. I had some really sick beginner's luck and then I, whatever, fucking shit the bed. But like had a really great time. Guys that have a plan and they're in control of a situation. It's like, it's a turn on for a female. Like when you feel like a guy is taking control of the night. I don't want someone to boss me around forever, but like that night was really, it was a perfect day. We played these games. Then I had mentioned earlier that I love to dance to hip hop. And so he was like, where do you do that? And I'm like, these three bars. And so we went to them. We like danced the rest. I love a guy that can dance. Ended up with like late night tacos and, you know.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it was great. But that's the thing I really want to, you know, he paid. We went to a second place. I picked up the tab for the cocktails. I like to do that. I don't think someone needs to sponsor the whole night, you know? So, but he was definitely like wanted to pay for sure. And we have another date and like he followed up the next day with like a cute anecdote about the date. He's like he's a pro.
Wow.
Now I'm like, I'm actually want to like ask him where does this come from? And like, you know, whatever. He could be doing this literally every night of the week. I don't know him like that.
See what happens after you sleep together.
Yeah. Like this is super casual at this point, but I'm impressed and I'm excited to see him again.
Okay. So what's happening tonight? Where are you going? You're laughing. So I'm scared.
Okay. Like, you know, the first date we went to like the game place.
Right.
And so...
Do you want me to guess?
When he asked me out for this second date, he said Dave and Buster. Which, for one, I thought that was only a place people went to in the suburbs, like, after they ate at Joe's Crab Shack. Like, is there a Dave and Buster's in the city? Raina, I thought he was joking.
I grew up in Pittsburgh. I had birthday parties at Dave and Buster's.
Of course he did.
Of course
like,
they did.
Like, suburbs of Atlanta, Georgia. People went to Dave and Buster's.
Was he kidding?
I thought he was kidding, 100%. So I say, I'm only going to Dave and Buster's if we go to TGI Fridays first, okay, because I'm joking. I'm a comedian. I make jokes. I thought Dave and Buster's was a joke. No offense to anyone that loves to go there.
Or anybody
who
lives in Pittsburgh, because this is where you're going on dates.
Right. And now we're supposed to go to Fridays. He just texted me, so we're meeting at the Union Square Fridays, right?
Are you guys doing like a, what are they, like a special, it's like $36 for like two apps, two entrees, and like one dessert. And then you're going to Dave and Buster's. If the third date is at Barcade, I'll fucking die. Like he has like a serious fetish.
Game
for
fetish?
Like, yes. Like only places that have holy skee ball God. Can he come. Like only if he's played pool all night long and like got a teddy bear at the end of the night. You like God. Get Benny's, drops the tickets on you like all over. Over
the
your
young
body.
Kid with a game fetish. Like, this is a fucking Sex and the City episode. I mean, I guess it's better than other fetishes. I don't
You're know. All, like, proud of him for, like, being a fucking human being. And he's like, I'm just trying to get that big teddy bear.
He's like, I can't wait till the summer when we go to Coney Island. I'm like, this is out of control. All he wants to do is play games. So, Raina, I think I have to meet him at Fridays in an hour. Like,
no,
what?
Okay, no,
I need to tell him I'm like... I thought he was joking, that I made a joke, and now we're like, who's joking? I'm like, I'm joking.
You're playing chicken?
Is there a Dave and Buster's in New York City?
Yes, there's definitely one. I don't know where it is.
In fucking Times Square?
Okay, while we're talking, I'm going to look it up. See, I would like opt for like Barcade.
Yeah.
Like Barcade's like dirty.
And it's in our neighborhood.
And you can drink 40s there. Like I went on a really fun
date. I might just move it to Barcade.
I love Barcade. I mean, he'll still get his rocks off because he's playing pool.
We're going to need to tone that laugh down. Oh my God. We've been shooting this shit for a long time. We'll let you guys know next week how the date goes. But we are here to talk about how to lose a girl in one date.
Bad dates.
Bad dates.
I got
it. What a guy does, a totally normal looking guy, like whatever it is, what a guy does on date one that you're like, oh fuck no, never again.
I had a date where he checked every box, all the bad boxes.
Okay. Ooh, I'm like rubbing my hands together, like, do tell.
Like this story is like the story, like this happened a few weeks ago. My family is still talking about it. Like my dad's like, greatest story of all time. Can't believe it. Okay, so I meet this guy at a bar, which is like, I'm not a big online dating person. So most of the people I meet are either friends of friends or out at a bar. So I meet this guy at a bar. He's pretty cute and we have like a good time. I was like 5 hours deep into drinking at this point. So like maybe he wasn't that cool or cute. I don't know.
Right.
But, we're at this really fun bar. It's a Friday night. I'm with some girlfriends. He's there with a friend. We hang out. He seems great. He sends me, we tried to go to this place. It's called Corner Bistro. Do you know that place?
Yeah.
God, he's going to listen to this. I'm going to feel so bad. Whatever. No, I'm not. We were talking about Corner Bistro, and it's like a famous burger in New York City. He said he'd never had it. And so I said, oh, we should like go there. So when he texted me the next day, he said like, let's go like on a date to Corner Bistro. And I thought like, oh, cute. Like he's cute. Picking a thing from yesterday, whatever. Yeah. So he hadn't like picked a day or whatever. So Wednesday, he says to me, do you want to go let's go to Corner Bistro tomorrow at 7. I'm like, great. So I go out Wednesday night with my parents who drink me under the table and I'm very hungover and I wake up on Thursday and I like do not want to go on this date anyways. But I'm like going to be a good sport and I'm going to go. Yeah. So I don't hear from him the whole day. No text messages at all. And so I just assume he's bailing on me, right? Like, if you don't confirm with me, we don't have plans.
Right.
And, like, I would do that with my parents or my best friend and certainly with a stranger.
Well, it's easy just to be like, see you tonight.
Right. I mean, if I have plans with you at 7, I just would assume that at 5, you'd be like, hey, looking forward to seeing you later. Yeah. Like, see you tonight, whatever. So I don't hear from him, and I'm hungover, so I don't confirm. And I'm just like, whatever. So I assume I'm not going to see him. At 7 o'clock, he texts me, hey, I'm running a little late. And I'm like,
oh.
I mean, I felt kind of bad, but I was like, hey, I didn't hear from you. Like, I don't know you really. So, like, why would I have gotten dressed and, like, gone to the West Village to meet somebody like, who, like, never confirmed with me?
Sure.
So I said, I'm really sorry. I just didn't think that we had plans. And he was like, no, I'm sorry. It's my bad. I should have confirmed. Let's reschedule for tomorrow night. Same time, same place.
Okay.
So I'm like, great. Totally fine. Next day comes around. I don't hear from him again. And I'm like, I'm pretty sensitive when I like tell somebody about a behavior that I don't like and they refuse to adapt to it. Like a very small thing. Like I'm not saying change your whole personality. But if I say to you, like, I just want you to confirm with me sometimes, like, then just confirm.
Because it takes 2 seconds.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't hear from him, but I'm like, okay, he's not a confirmer. So I just like decide to get ready and go.
He's don't confirm guy.
I made backup plans with a girlfriend in the West Village just in case he didn't show up. So I get there at 7, same thing. I'm running 5 minutes late. I'm like, fine. Okay. He showed up. Great. So I get to the bar and he goes up to the bar and buys himself a drink and does not buy me a drink and pays for his drink.
What? He was like, I'll have this for me.
I'm like,
I don't know about her.
I'm speechless at this point.
Right.
I go up to the bar and they're like, we only take cash. So I have to go to an ATM.
Cool.
I would like to also preface this by saying we're a Corner Bistro. If you don't know what that is, it's a dive bar. The drinks are $8.
Right.
I'm not at like a 4-star restaurant where the drinks are $25 per cocktail. We're not like at a hotel in South Beach. Like, vodka on the rocks is $8.
Right.
So I go to this ATM. I'm like getting cash out to pay for my own drinks, which, you know, I say to myself internally, don't be a bitch. He doesn't owe you anything for walking in the door. He doesn't owe you alcohol. Like, you can pay for your own drinks. Okay. I know. It's very weird. So I go to the ATM. I'm like waiting for this person. This girl takes 7 minutes to to finish up the ATM. And I know this because he is standing like 2 feet behind me, but not talking to me. It's so uncomfortable. So I keep like checking my phone and like 7 minutes. It might as well be 2 hours.
Yeah.
So as I wait, then he comes up to me and drops the greatest line of all time I've ever heard on a date.
Oh my God.
If you can't get money out, I'll just pay for your drink and you can settle up with me later.
What? My vagina has closed up,
right,
and detached itself from my body and has left the building.
Not even like
my vagina has left the building. I have, it's next level cheap.
It's
and
so rude.
And weird.
It's so rude. I wouldn't say that to anybody.
You can settle up with me later.
First of all, like, what do you mean settle? Like, you're going to make me Venmo you if you buy me one drink?
Oh, one $8 drink.
What are you, like, I would never say
and
that
also
to anybody.
And also just like, fuck you that you had cash on you and you're watching me at this ATM.
Right. If a total stranger was standing next to me and couldn't pay for their $8 drink, I'd be like, I can cover
this
for you.
Yeah.
Like,
we're at a dive bar.
You can't like cover one drink. It was crazy. It was the rudest shit in the entire world. And then he made me go like one for one with him for the rest of the night.
No, I don't know
why I even stayed because it was okay. So here's how I feel about paying. If you invite anybody on a date or a business meeting or anything, I assume that the person who does the inviting pays, right? But I don't expect nobody owes you anything for walking through the door. And I think that it's important to offer as a female. I think that like there's this nice little like ballet between the two of you where like he tries to pay and you're like, no, let me pay. And then he's like, no. And then you offer to split it. And then he supersedes you and says, no, I'm going to take care of this. I like this whole little thing that goes on as dance because it's like, you have expressed to the person that you are grateful and not an asshole.
Yeah.
And they're trying to be chivalrous and polite and, you know, let you know, like, they've invited you on this date. And that doesn't mean forever I expect somebody to pay for me. But, like, I expect you to at least offer.
I just think guys should pay for that first date, first place, whatever. If you ask someone out, my thing is if we go somewhere else, then I like to pick up the tab. I really do. I mean, I've definitely had dates. We went to 4 places and it probably just equaled out. But, like, come on, man. Don't be out here not being able to afford $16 and a pair of drinks. You know, like some of my girlfriends and I, again, we want to get into this in depth at a later time, are just like, I'm done doing that fucking reach for the wallet bullshit. After a few drinks, come on, it's $20.
I don't mind. Again, I said to myself internally, he doesn't owe me anything, but it was so rude how he just like let me stand there at the ATM. So I should have walked out. Like, and so internally, I'm like, you know,
when. Because it can't go up from there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's it.
You're just rude.
You're terrible.
So, you know, I internally struggle with, like, when is it okay to leave and just say, like, hey, I'm just not feeling it. And I really probably should have just been like, you know what? Like, you don't seem to want me to be here anyways. You didn't confirm with me. And you're making me stand by myself at this ATM for 10 minutes. Whatever. So then we sit down. We, like, have our drinks that I've paid for. And
because you're going one for one. God, my pain.
Such and then he does the other thing that I don't. God, oh, I feel so bad if he's listening.
Oh, no. Fuck this guy.
So I think it's really important to have like a good give and take on a date, right? Like you ask questions about the other person and they're engaged. And I know everything about me, so I don't need to talk about me.
Right.
But it's nice if the other person wants to know about like what you do and like where you're from or like what anything you can connect over a mutual bond.
Right.
He asked me no questions about myself. He let me get through whole stories before I realized that he like had no idea what I was talking about at the beginning of the story. So
what's your name again?
Exactly. I'm surprised he even like bothered to remember that. So I will say like how to lose a girl on a first date. Like, why don't you not confirm with me, make me pay for myself, and then only talk about you. Let me just, I'll cap the story.
Those are three great things.
Yeah. Just ask me about me and I'll ask you about you. I'm a good conversationalist. Yeah. I worked in sales. I know how to talk to you about you. I will cap this off by explaining to you just how little he cared about talking about me.
It's like he was purposely done. He was like, the worst I can make this girl feel like I don't want her to be here.
Maybe he was playing a game called How to Lose a Girl in One Date.
It's like the movie that he was on a dare. Oh my God.
He had like headphones in. His friends were all laughing at me.
He's like, gotcha.
Right? He's like, I can't believe she stayed this long. All his friends are in a van outside. They're just like doubled over laughing in their white van.
He's like
van.
Wearing a lapel mic, like recording the whole thing.
Oh and they're God. Like, she's so stupid.
Oh, fuck.
let me cap this off and let me just explain to you how little he cared about talking about me. I'm sitting with him at the bar and these two guys walk up to us. And this guy really nicely and casually says, hey, I follow you on Instagram. Really big fan. And right. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Yeah. It's really nice. The guy kept his like a respectful distance. He wasn't like coming on to me.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, sorry, I don't want to bother you guys. Just like follow you. Think you're awesome. Like super cool what you do. And I was like, oh, thank you. Like, and he was like, have a good night, guys. This guy doesn't even skip a beat from what he is talking about.
Wild.
How? I can't.
You just got recognized.
Recognized in a bar in New York City.
And he's like, anyway, back to me.
Right.
What?
It wasn't like, that was so nice, or that was, or does this ever happen? Like, doesn't skip a beat, like, back to me. Yeah.
I mean, and that, you know, we've covered a lot of ground on these deal breakers. For me, I will say, again, here I am, somebody that, like, is happy to pay, like, when we, you know, I hate any weirdness about money. Like, I just think, like, just don't make it weird. Like, just give them your credit card. You know, I never expect a guy to spend a bunch of money on a first date. I think that that's like, I don't know if I'm ever going to go out with you again. I don't expect you to be $100-$200 in the hole. I don't. And so that's why, especially if I know I'm not going to want to go out with a guy again and we go to another place, I'm like, I'm getting these. I just don't think that's right. Like, I don't want to run around town all night and go to different places and you just spent hundreds of dollars and I never want to see you again.
I agree.
But like, just fucking handle it, man. Like, at the, any weirdness, any, like, if you get a tab that's $50 and there's weirdness about should we split this, no. Again, your vagina detaches itself from your body and walks out the door. So I'll share one story. I feel like we've covered a lot of the things.
The
money thing is just, don't be weird. And then going back to a great date I had. I went out with this guy. We met on a dating app. We met on The League. And walk in at this cool bar. And he looks like his pictures. He's tall. He's cute. You know, he's successful. And we really are hitting it off and laughing and all these things. I'm not super, like, panties dropping. You know, we just had a really, like, sweet vibe. And we wrap up there and go to this other really cool restaurant. I think it's called Peasant. And like downstairs.
Oh, yeah. It's cool.
It's like very dark. It feels very European. It's dark. It's candlelit.
It's pitch
and you're
kind
of sitting across from each other in like a very narrow table. We got like two glasses of wine. And we're sitting there talking and he leans across the table and kisses me.
The whole table?
Like, the table's thin. It wasn't...
It's smaller than this or bigger than
this? Yeah, it's, like, thin. It's narrow. I'm like, it's 9 p.m. Like, what are you doing? Like, this is not... Like, I was so caught off guard. We had just had, like, our first blind date with drinks, and he is kissing me across the table in a restaurant. Like, we're on our fucking anniversary and can't keep our hands off each other. I was shocked. I was like, this is... Oh my God. And I was kind of like, oh God, I can't remember what I said. I was really, I wasn't rude, but I was like, that was a lot.
No, it would catch me off guard for you to put your face on my face a couple hours after,
like,
meeting you.
Right. Like, and listen, this is not to say I've made out with guys within 20 minutes of meeting them. We've all been on spring break. Like, when you're drunk, when you're out, whatever.
Ashley's the pillar of class.
But like, not enough for, it was so crazy. And then we left there and he's wanted to hold hands. And I'm like,
okay,
why?
To me, that's weird.
Why are we running around the Lower East Side hand in hand?
That's really weird.
It's how drunk were you? I just met you. We were not, there's no drunkenness at this point. We met at, I don't know, for drinks at 7. He tried to plant one on me at 9, and now it's 10. And what are we doing? This is not 2 a.m. in the morning. Honestly, this guy was, it felt desperate. Like, it felt like desperate, clingy puppy dog. Like, and that's honestly why we had a great date. We ended up going to like a fun place to dance, got late night pizza. Cause then I started to drink and I was having fun. Like, he's a good conversationalist, but I just couldn't get past it. It was like, why? I don't even know. What's the name for that? I mean, definitely like just total desperado. But like, when you're just acting like we're boyfriend, girlfriend within an hour of meeting.
So the hand holding is weirder to me than the kissing.
Yeah.
Do you think that's
kissing
weirder?
Was so weird, though. Like, to be, like, in a fucking restaurant on a first date and you lean across the table, the hand-holding was also crazy.
But two hours after I meet somebody, it's crazy that your face is touching my face.
Right. And, like, and now you're holding my hand.
that's even wild. I'm telling you, like, that's like,
but like, that's another thing. Like, just be fucking cool. Like, just don't be weird with, don't be weird. Don't be desperate. We've covered a lot of ground. I think we should probably play a game. Yes. We're going to mix it up. Okay. We're going to try to mix it up and see if people on Instagram are picking up what we're putting down. We're going to do red light, green light with our, we're going to live on Instagram. And basically we want people to say things that I guess guys would do on a date. And if that's red light, like just fucking full stop, get out of there, or green light, not a big deal.
Right.
Okay, so we want to mix it up and try a new game, a drinking game, with these shaker and spoon cocktails.
You explain it better than I do.
Red light, green light. So red flag, get out of the relationship, or green light, not so bad, you can deal with it. So things that have happened in a relationship, are they a deal breaker or are you going to forge ahead? We're going to drink on green light, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're drinking on green light.
Oh, this is a good. Still lives with an ex.
Because breaking a lease is too expensive. Good night, Bergie. Ooh, still lives with her ex.
I don't know.
Red light. Don't date somebody that's still.
I could not do that.
No, no. You cannot still live with your ex.
I don't even want you to,
I don't
like,
know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't even want you to still have your ex's phone number.
It's girl roommates. Jackie Brinkman. Girl roommates. Yellow light.
Yellow light. I'm with you. I'll drink for a yellow light, though. Because right. I'll never get drunk on this podcast otherwise.
P. Vangelis 92, they get on Grindr to make friends.
Is there something worse than a red light? Is there like another color that I could pick that's like a, not a hell no, but a fuck no?
Oh, these are great. You guys are great. Model underscore dad. They live separately, but they're still married for insurance reasons. First of all, can I get on the insurance plan?
Right. Like, yeah, if they put me on the insurance plan, green light, do it.
Okay. Dirty bathroom. Laura Balcarza, ooh, I can't remember.
Dirty bathroom. You know, I went to a guy's bathroom the other day, and he had thrown up from drinking the night before and not
hadn't
cleaned it up.
Oh!
I'm not going to lie. I stayed.
Oh, God, these are so good. Hold on. Remember that one. Are we drink? No. What is red light, green light for dirty bathroom? I'm going to go yellow.
I'm going to go yellow.
Yellow.
Ooh.
Has a small dick.
I have a small. I have a small vagina, so it's hard. You know, mine is so small and tight that it's hard for me to measure.
All right, small dick guys. Get it right. Small dick guys.
Ashley has an enormous vagina.
What if they don't like pizza? Red light. Forget it. A guy that doesn't like pizza. What? Most relationships are based on pizza.
I like all these other people talking shit.
No, Mexican. Someone that doesn't drink. I've been there. Cause he like, we actually met at DUI school, so it was like he
face tattoo
from Camden.
I just can't imagine
like teardrops, like people he's killed.
I can't imagine getting in the car to begin with.
I don't think I think I'm going red light on face tat.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah,
yeah.
It depends what the tat is. If it's like a little teardrop,
a teardrop means you killed somebody. Reina, god damn it, guy not wanting to go on holiday with you, so on vacation with you.
Thank ever
you for laughing at my DUI school story. A guy that never wants to go on vacation with you, red.
Like, red, pump the brakes.
They probably have a wife.
I can't imagine a reason why somebody wouldn't go on vacation.
Or they hate traveling, then no, not
either way.
Either.
No, who doesn't like vacation sex?
Vacation sex is the best. We should do a whole podcast.
You know
on
why?
That.
Because you can like disrespect the room. It's not like you could be
you
like
totally do.
So much. You can just like come on the drapes and nobody cares. What are they going to do about it? All right, guys, we got to shut down episode 3 because Ashley has a date. And
I have pushed this date back a full hour. Like, I was hoping you would just say, how about we reschedule? But no, I guess I got to go to Fridays. So sorry, guys.
Don't plug Fridays unless they're paying us. That's the last time you plug a
Let's
national
plug us,
brand.
Plug us. Go, go, go.
Anyways, thank you for tuning in for episode 3. Please subscribe, rate, review in the iTunes store. Follow us at Girls Gotta Eat Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And thanks for tuning in, guys.
And please, the reviews have been amazing. We cannot stress this enough. We read them every day. They make our day. So review, review, review. We love you guys so much. Thank you.
Cheers, guys. Have a good week.